you didn't want obnoxious grass growing in the cotton field or in any of the other crops, because they would take away some of the whatever the ground had for the other thing. So that was what the plow was for. You just kept plowing things right up as long as you could, you know, to keep the grass down. And that was when we had plenty of field hands, they used hoes to keep the grass out. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have, good farmers didn't have any grass.
What do you, okay, you say cotton and corn grow in a field, but we would say that tobacco grows in a what?
Tobacco also grows in the field. By the way, we grew tobacco at Shadowbrook, the Negro family there. They were crazy about tobacco, and they grew patches.
Patches. Yes,
That's right.
Did you have other things that grew in patches besides tobacco? Or, I mean, could you
There was a potato patch and brow patches.
yes. When you'd set up a fence, like a rail fence or a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the what?
Oh, for the post holes.
Yeah. What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stones or rock that you might remove from a field?
Well, I think that would be a rock wall, wouldn't it?
Yes, sure would.
Uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is getting to some other sorts of questions. I know this is jumping around, but
the
way they are in the book.
Uh-huh.
If you have, what term would you use in describing your best dishes? Or if you have a nice tea set, you'd say it's made out of what?
Made out of China. I tell you a rule of thumb that before I married it, and the nicest china that Mama ever had, and we would gauge it by whether you could see through it or not. And you don't see that. The most beautiful china now, you don't have that, but there was a plain white china that you could see through. It was wasn't glass either, but it was just that delicate and thin, and of course it wasn't very very useful for, it was easy to break. But the nice beautiful, I remember when I married, I got willow ware, you know, that was imitation stuff. You buy it at a 10-cent store, but blue willow ware. Oh, that broke up pretty soon, though.
What would you use to carry water in?
Oh, that is something that the country houses, I remember we had this after we had the well, moved the well to the back porch at Allenwood. They had a long bench, and on that bench was wash pans. I don't believe we ever used any of our white earthen bowls, you know, that we used on the wash stands in the house out there, but we just had regular wash pans and buckets to put water in. And the buckets that most farmhouses had were the cedar buckets with the brass rims, and that was one of the signs of good housekeeping, was whether those cedar buckets, where the brass rim was shined, you know, and the cedar buckets looking clean and nice. And fresh water tasted so good out of those cedar buckets.
Oh,
and of course, and also out the wells, we used the oak buckets. Later they started using the metal ones, you know, but the oak buckets for the wells. You'd see an oak bucket coming up dripping with water, you know. The old oaken buckets that hung in the well.
Did you carry milk in the same thing, or did you have a different thing to carry milk in?
Oh, milk was always in a metal container.